can break the cycle. We can break the chain. We can start all over in the new beginning. We can learn, we can teach, we can share the myths, the dreams, the prayers, the notion we can do better, change our lives and paths, create a new.
Welcome back to Radio or Not. It's Nicole here on a Labor Day evening. Yeah, I'm sitting in my studio. It's about 8:15 Monday night. And I wasn't planning on doing a show today because, after all, well, it's Labor Day, and I thought I would take the day off and prepare and get back into the swing of it tomorrow morning as we move forward. It's officially fall. And we are just really 2 months away from the presidential election. But so I was going to do that. And today I was off enjoying Labor Day with my daughter and my sister and her kids out at the pool near where my sister lives. And my phone rang and it was a friend saying, Joe Biden's going to be in town speaking tomorrow. Do you want to go? And I found out, he told me it's at the Deerfield Beach Democratic Club. And, well, those are my old friends, Bernie and Kathy and the gang. And so I made a phone call, made sure we got tickets. And since we're going to have to be heading up to Deerfield Beach fairly early, I thought, well, you know what? Let me give this baby a test drive at night because I'm so used to doing it in the morning. And we're still sort of in flux, not knowing when I am ready to do the live webcast, what time of day to do it. And I thought, let's give this nighttime thing a shot, because this is a time when a lot of people are home. They have access to the computers, can listen. So, you know, this is an option. And by the way, I am asking for your votes. What time of day would you like a live program? You can go to radioornot.com, and there's a poll right there on the page. So let me know. It doesn't mean that's what it's going to be, but I will definitely take your votes into account, because after all, that's the only way the show will work, is if you're there and listening and calling in and participating, right? Now, we will be doing interviews. We'll get some of those this coming week, and hopefully phone calls with you, which, by the way, you can call in, even if I'm not here. If I'm not here, this little nifty thing called voicemail will answer, and it just goes right into my computer, and you can leave your comments, and I just might use your comments on the next edition of Radio or Not. Phone number is 954-889-6410. All right. But now, on Friday, when I spoke to you on Friday, when I was recording this show, it was sometime around noon, and I just happened to click over to a news page and saw that John McCain had announced his running mate and picked this woman, Sarah Palin. Now, I don't know about you, but when I hear the name Palin, I think genius, comic genius. I'm talking Monty Python comic genius.
Is this the right room for an argument?
I've told you once.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
When? Just now. No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Didn't.
I'm telling you, I did.
You did not.
Oh, I'm sorry, is this a 5-minute argument or the full half hour?
Oh, just the 5-minute one.
Fine. Thank you. Anyway, I did.
You most certainly did not.
Now, let's get one thing quite clear. I most definitely told you.
You did not.
Yes, I did.
You did not.
Yes, I did.
Didn't.
Yes, I did.
Didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, this isn't an argument.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. It's just contradiction.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
It is not.
It is. You just contradicted me.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you did.
No.
You did just then.
No, nonsense.
Oh, look, this is futile.
No, it isn't.
I came here for a good argument.
No, you didn't. You came here for an argument.
Well, an argument's not the same as contradiction.
Can be.
No, it can't. An argument's a connected series of statements to establish a definite proposition.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. It isn't just contradiction.
Look, if I argue with you, I must take up a contrary position.
But it isn't just saying no, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. Argument's an intellectual process. Contradiction is just the automatic gainsaying of anything the other person says.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
Not at all.
Now, look,
Thank you.
What?
That's it. Morning.
I was just getting interested.
Sorry, the 5 minutes is up.
That was never 5 minutes just now.
I'm afraid it was.
No, it wasn't.
Sorry, I'm not allowed to argue anymore.
What?
If you want me to go on arguing, you'll have to pay for another 5 minutes.
But that was never 5 minutes just now. Oh, come on. This is ridiculous.
I'm very sorry, but I told you I'm not allowed to argue unless you pay.
Oh, all right. There you are.
Thank you.
Well?
Well, what?
That was never 5 minutes just now.
I told you I'm not allowed to argue unless you pay.
I just paid.
No, you didn't.
I did! I did! I did! No, no, I don't want to argue about that.
Well, I'm very sorry, but you didn't pay.
Aha! Well, if I didn't pay, why are you arguing? Gotcha.
There you haven't.
Is that? If you're arguing, I must have paid.
Not necessarily. I could be arguing in my spare time.
I've had enough of this.
No, you haven't.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, if it could only be that easy. And we could just laugh and say, hey, John, that was funny. They say you're a funny guy, but who knew you were that funny? See, the really sad thing is that he was serious about Sarah Palin. Let's talk for a moment about Sarah Palin, shall we? Because I promised you on Friday morning that I would do my homework and let you know about this woman. Now, I'm sure you've already heard much of this. Sarah Palin was sworn in as the 11th governor of Alaska in 2006. So she's a year and a half into her term. Okay. She's 44 years old. And before becoming governor, Palin served two terms on the Wasilla, Alaska City Council from 92 to 96, then served two terms as mayor of Wasilla from 96 to 2002. Wasilla is a town of, about 5,000 people. And this is the woman who's going to be a heartbeat away from the presidency. A heartbeat away. If the McCain-Palin ticket were to win, John McCain would be over 72 years old. He just turned 72 on Friday when he took the oath of office. Chances are he may not live out 4 years. This is the woman who would be next in line? Ay, ay, ay. All right. Now, let's talk about some of the, some of the scandals surrounding the Palin family. Because, you know, it's not like she was a very visible figure during the primary season, right? She never went out. She was never on the stump for McCain. She was never out there. And from what I understand, she wasn't necessarily vetted very deeply, because there are a few scandals surrounding Sarah Palin. The one that is still, I mean, it is right there going on, testimony being taken, like as we speak, has become affectionately tagged Troopergate. Now, why Troopergate, you ask? Well, here's the scoop. There's a state trooper, Alaska state trooper, the last name of Wooten. I believe Mr. or Trooper Wooten was Sarah Palin's brother-in-law. It was an ugly divorce, and the Palin family put together a list of 14 accusations, which they took to the state police to investigate. The state police did an investigation. They decided that 5 of the charges actually had some merit, and they suspended Officer Wooten for 10 days, which was then later reduced to 5 days. Now, the Palins weren't happy about that, but there wasn't much they could do, because after all, she was just the mayor of some little, as has been described to me, redneck town in Alaska. All right. Well, then Ms. Palin became governor. And, well, Palin, her husband, and several members of her staff apparently began pressuring Walt Monaghan. Now, Walt Monaghan is the public, or was the public safety commissioner for Alaska, respected former chief of the Anchorage Police Department. And they began pressuring him to get rid of this trooper, Wooten. Monaghan said no, said that, you know, the case was closed. There was an investigation. It was done. And there was nothing more that could be done. But you see, Palin is one of them Republicans. And I guess they say, I'm the decider, because, you know, she's the governor, right? So she's the governor. She says she's the decider. So she fired Monaghan from his job. Now, she claims that she fired Monaghan over general differences in law enforcement priorities. All right. Whatever. Apparently not. He's a very respected law enforcement officer, former chief of the Anchorage Police Department. Anyway, here's the deal. This Wooten guy was never fired. See, I don't think she could fire him. But she did fire the state's top police official because he refused to bend to political pressure from the governor and her family to fire a public employee against whom the governor was pursuing a vendetta. Get it? Got it? All there? Yeah. Soon after this, there were questions raised in the state about Monaghan's firing, and he eventually came forward and said he believed he'd been fired for not giving in to pressure to fire Wooten. And now there's, a big investigation going on in the state of Alaska. It is going on now. In fact, an investigator appointed by the state legislature was trying to arrange a time to depose Governor Palin just last week in the final days before her selection. I read a great commentary on this and who put it all together. I took this from Talking Points memo. We rely on elected officials not to use the power of their office to pursue personal agendas or vendettas. It's called an abuse of power. There is ample evidence that Palin used her power as governor to get her ex-brother-in-law fired. When his boss refused to fire him, she fired his boss. She first denied Monaghan's claims of pressure to fire Wooten and then had to amend her story when evidence proved otherwise. The available evidence now suggests that, one, she tried to have an ex-relative fired from his job for personal reasons, something that was clearly inappropriate and perhaps illegal, though possibly understandable in human terms. Two, fired a state official for not himself acting inappropriately by firing the relative. Three, lied to the public about what happened. And four, continues to lie about what happened. These are, to put it mildly, not the traits or temperament you want in someone who could hold the executive power of the federal government. But then again, we've already got John McCain also running. This is like the terrible twosome. Oh, my God. So did the McCainites not know about Troopergate? I mean, we're in the midst of an ongoing investigation directly pointing to Governor Palin for some total wrongdoing, an abuse of power on her part. More of the same. Oh, my God. Did they not know this, or did they just not care? Is it not an issue with them? Lying, cheating? Yeah, I guess it's no problem, because that's what we've had, I guess, and we haven't kicked them out of office, right? Bush and Cheney have lied and cheated us for the last 8 years. They're still there, so I guess the McCain camp just thinks it's okay. All right, so I'm going through all my reading on and on about Sarah Palin, and and again, can we just have Michael Palin and Monty Python and laugh? All right, no, we got to go back to Sarah. So we hear that Sarah Palin brought her four-month-old Down's syndrome child with her to accept John McCain's offer to be his running mate. And the blogs started firing up with these rumors that this little baby boy was, in fact, not Sarah Palin's, but perhaps her 16-year-old daughter's. And I'm reading about some of the so-called evidence, pictures that showed her supposedly 5 and 6 months along, not looking like a pregnant woman to me. Right. And those pictures quickly disappearing from the internet. People would find them and then they'd be gone. Right. That's one thing. Another thing is the story of how a month before she was due to deliver. Well, she only told her staff she was pregnant when she was 7 months along. OK. And then a month later, in her 8th month, she's down in Texas giving a speech or appearing on a panel or something. And supposedly her water breaks and she goes into labor. And instead of going to the nearest hospital to deliver her child, she gets on a plane for what is either somewhere between an 8 and a 14 hour plane ride back to Alaska to give birth. Many things just sound kind of fishy there to me. Maybe it's just me, but that, I don't know, just does not sound. First of all, all right, I've never dropped a child myself, but I do know enough that after you've had 2 or 3 or 4 babies, they come faster and faster. And once your water breaks, you've already had 4 kids, there ain't 8 to 12 to 14 hours of time before you deliver. And then doctors tell you not to fly after the seventh month. So what the hell is she doing jetting around, you know, from Texas to Alaska? Just doesn't ring true. So now these stories are out there in the ether, on the internet. They're being floated. Of course, corporate media is not picking them up, but they're out there enough to raise questions, right? So today, the bombshell drops, and there's no soap opera that could have written this better. You know, they say truth is stranger than fiction, right? The McCain campaign announces that Sarah Palin's now 17-year-old unmarried daughter, the one that it had been rumored actually gave birth to the child that Sarah Palin's passing off as her four-month-old son, that same one, her name is Bristol, Bristol Palin, that she is now 5 months pregnant. Are you kidding? Really? I mean, family values, right? Republican, holier than thou, no sex before marriage, no gays around here. Excuse me? What? Oh my God, you see, it is just too funny. So I submit, forget about Sarah Palin. Let her go home and take care of her five children and her soon-to-be grandchild. And let's bring in the other funny Palin. Michael.
And I wish to complain about this parrot that I purchased not half an hour ago from this very boutique.
Oh, yes, the Norwegian Blue. What's wrong with it?
I'll tell you what's wrong with it. It's dead. That's what's wrong with it.
No, it's resting. Look.
Look, my lad, I know a dead parrot when I see one, and I'm looking at one right now.
No, it's not dead, it's resting.
Resting?
Yeah. Remarkable bird, the Norwegian blue. Beautiful plumage, isn't it?
The plumage don't enter into it. It's stone dead.
No, it's resting.
All right, then. If it's resting, I'll wake it up. Hello, Polly. I got a nice cuttlefish for you when you wake up, Polly Parrot.
There, it moved.
No, it didn't. That was you pushing the gate.
I did not.
Yes, you did. Hello, Polly. Polly. Polly Parrot, wake up. Polly. Now, that's what I call a dead parrot.
No, it's stunned.
Look, my lad, I've had just about enough of this. That parrot is definitely deceased. And when I bought it not half an hour ago, you assured me that its lack of movement was due to it being tired and shagged out after a long sport.
It's got me pining for the fjords.
Pining for the fjords? What kind of talk is that? Look, where did it fall flat on its back the moment I got it home?
The Norwegian Blue prefers kipping on its back. It's a beautiful bird, lovely plumage.
Look, I took the liberty of examining that parrot, and I discovered that the only reason that it had been sitting on its perch in the first place was that it had been nailed there.
Well, of course it was nailed there, otherwise it muscled up to those bars and boom!
Look, matey. Parrot wouldn't boom if I put 4,000 volts through it. It's bleeding demise.
It's not. It's pining.
It's not pining. It's passed on. This parrot is no more. It has ceased to be. It's expired and gone to meet its maker. This is a late parrot. It's a stiff. Bereft of life, it rests in peace. If you hadn't nailed it to the perch, it would be pushing up the daisies. It's run down the curtain and joined the choir invisible. This is an ex-parrot.
Well, I better replace it then.
If you want to get anything done in this country, you've got to complain to your blue in the mouth.
Sorry, Gov, we're right out of parrots.
I see. I get the picture.
I've got a slug.
Michael Palin was the shopkeeper offering the slug, saying, the parrot's not dead. It's just resting. See, and that's the, you know, the fact that these Republicans can just lie with a straight face may as well be Monty Python. Now, I must say, Barack Obama said that kids are off limits. This, you're not to talk about, you know, Sarah Palin's 17-year-old pregnant out of wedlock child. And I get it. And you know what? I normally wouldn't go there either. But I think it's time to fight dirty. Because just let's turn the tables a little bit. Wasn't it John McCain who said, made a really bad joke, something like, you know, why is Chelsea Clinton so ugly? And something about Janet Reno being her father. Yeah, that was John McCain. Wasn't it John McCain? Oh, he's so for the women, right? He called his wife a trollop, said she packed on the makeup like a trollop, and then called her a word that starts with C and rhymes with hunt. Yeah, that's the same John McCain. The Democrats are too nice to talk about it. The Republicans don't think twice. John Stewart had a great bit the other night, and he took out little pieces of Bill Clinton's speech and John Kerry's speech, and maybe it was even Hillary Clinton's speech, or Joe Biden's speech, actually, in which they all had very nice things to say about John McCain. Oh, he's a hero. He's a war, served this country well. He's a friend. And John Stewart's like, no, you don't do that. Don't you know here I'm going to give you a sentence you will not hear at the Republican convention. Barack Obama is a qualified American or something like that. You know, come on. The Democrats need to grow a backbone. And I would love it if they could just run a clean campaign and not talk dirty and not, well, you know, they could talk dirty, but that's a thing for a different day. You know what I mean. But they can't. And the Republicans are using Rovian tactics at every turn. And this Sarah Palin thing, see, I don't think they're that stupid. I think something's up here. I think maybe they got the worst possible candidate so that they can have another October surprise. I think there are a number of October surprises planned. One of them is going to be Sarah Palin will not be on the ticket come November 4th. And there's a chance John McCain might not either. I don't know. Just a silly little thought I had. All right. I'm going to end it there. And tomorrow I am going to go see Joe Biden. I'll have my tape recorder. Don't know if I'm going to get any time with him or not, but I will certainly try. One hand, the other hand. I'm doing the air scale thing here. Sarah Palin, Joe Biden. Sarah Palin, Joe Biden. You know, the Republicans aren't known for handing it to us on a silver platter. Picking somebody like a Sarah Palin, that would be like a Democratic move because the Democrats are so good at shooting themselves in the foot. You know, as Michael Moore said, snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. It's not something the Republicans normally do. Mark my words, there's something up. But we'll figure it out together. All right. Nicole Sandler here, radio or not. We'll do it again tomorrow. Please let your friends know. Please go to the blog at radioornot.com. Answer the poll. Call into the show. Leave a message. And we'll do it again Wednesday. Thanks for listening. Radio or not.